Hi guys, welcome to the Türkiye Beyond Baklava podcast series. This is Hilal. What do you know about Turkey? Baklava? Yes, everyone knows that. Don't think yourself smart. Cheap vacation is right if you live in a country in the west of Turkey. Camels? No, we don't ride camels. We have had cars since the 19th century. If you want to learn something beyond baklava, you are in the right place. Warning before we start. You will hear many drum sounds in this podcast. Many of them can be irritating. You know, Ramadan is an important month for Muslims. It's the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. And Muslims, of course, not all of them, fast in this month. Today, although Ramadan is reduced to starving half the day for 30 days, what is also advised during Ramadan is humane things, such as not being unfair, being honest, being respectful, and not telling lies. Don't be unfair, don't lie, be respectful. Man, you have to do this the rest of the year too. Anyway, Ramadan means different things for different groups in Turkey. Turkey is a very colorful country in this respect. The first group is a religious group who fasts every day during Ramadan and worships. The second group is their children, the young group who is always nervous because they hide that they are not fasting from their family. For example, the young me. And the third group is the group that has nothing to do with religion and doesn't even know that Ramadan is coming. But as a result, nobody is satisfied at the end of Ramadan. Religious people are aware that Ramadan is not considered important as it used to be. The children of the religious families are tense. They are tragic heroes of this story. While the non-religious ones cursed the drummers and even returned from the doors of restaurants that were not open before iftar. Iftar is the time when the evening adhan is recited and fasting people break their fast. I don't know much about other countries, but at least in Turkey, Ramadan has its own rhythm. If we examine the month of Ramadan structurally, it consists of three phases, which we can call introduction, body, and conclusion. The introduction begins with messages of tolerance. In the body part, hunger and anger increase incrementally for 30 days. And in the conclusion part, a drummer comes and asks you for a tip. I think that many of you don't understand the relationship between drum and Ramadan and the system of tipping. When I say drummer, of course, I'm not talking about Lars Ulrich. Mind you, if he came out with a toothpick in his mouth, who would believe that he wasn't a Ramadan drummer? It's as if he ate kebab at sahur and was picking his teeth. Anyway, I don't want to get those in more disgusting images. But no, my friends, Lars Ulrich is not the drummer I want to kill. The drummer I want to kill is a Ramadan drummer. The Ramadan drummer who passed by the apartment where I live in twice at 3 a.m. beating the drums. When I say drums, don't expect anything like this. This is exactly what passed in front of our house. Wake up, infidels! Here you go! Bam, bam, bam! Let me take a breath and tell you the basis of this tradition. Friends, this thing called Ramadan drumming emerged 150 years ago in the Ottoman Empire, at an age when the alarm clock wasn't invented. What a time! At that time, the drum wasn't played by private drummers like today, but by the neighborhood watchman himself. Look, is it like this nowadays? This job has a qualifying process. Not drummers, as far as I know, undergo a rigorous interview and candidates with the least sense of rhythm and the worst ear for music are carefully selected. Until a few years ago on Ramadan nights, I used to wake up to the sound of the drum and curse the drummer and go to bed. But I've been swearing differently for 3 years. My curses are much more sincere and sincere because every time that the drummer passes, I'm afraid my daughter will wake up and I have a little anxiety. A Turkish proverb says that the drum's voice is pleasant from afar. Davulun sesi uzaktan hoş gelir. Like, grass is always greener on the other side. But for me, the moment the drum's voice comes from afar is the moment when my anxiety is triggered. Sometimes I turn into a real Muslim. I pray inside that maybe he forgets to cross our street. But he didn't forget. He passed by our house every night this year. Of course, beating his drum. Because there were also students who complained that they couldn't hear the drummer's voice. Please someone remind them, they now have an alarm app on their phone. Think about it. In which part of the world can you play drums at 3 a.m. and earn money at the same time? How lucky we are! Turkey is the land of opportunity. Oddly enough, Ramadan drumming has nothing to do with religion. This tradition has become completely dysfunctional. But they think that if the drums are revoked, religion will be lost. There have been attempts to ban it, but they have been unsuccessful. But during the Ottoman period, a secret anarchist in Bursa found a way to eliminate the drummers. A serial killer, a Dexter who only killed Ramadan drummers. Oh no, just kidding. This anarchist friend of ours thought well, but didn't set up the system well. Drums are not played during Ramadan in Emir Sultan neighborhood in Bursa, because according to a rumor, the Ramadan drummers' drums were exploding and even the drummers were feeling like they had been slapped and lost their minds. Look, this place is very important, according to a rumor. Here are the actions of the sacred secularists of the Ottoman Empire. Ramadan drummers threw the drums out in fear of their lives. But of course, our nation is known for its practical intelligence. We can no longer call him a drummer at sahur time, but let's say a crier. He wakes people up for sahur by screaming like that. Pilava! Pilava! And also by ringing the doorbells of the apartments. By the way, sahur is the last meal eaten before the start of fasting in the early morning hours of Ramadan. If this event was fiction, if Rudyard Kipling or somebody wrote it, you would say, look at the imagination of the guy. But no, it's real. Fortunately, only one neighborhood had a such practice. I don't know which is scarier, but now the drums seem better. It seems more likely to have a heart attack while waiting for the doorbell to ring at night. The saddest part is that the drummer who has been banging your head for 30 days comes to your door and asks for money on the last day of Ramadan or during the feast. Look, drummers are the most narcissistic people in the world. He is very confident about the quality of what he does. And so he beats the drum again in front of your door. when he beats the drum, puts on the air of a great artist. He is like a star who participates in a talk show but sings a couple of his songs as a gift. This is how colorful Ramadan is in Turkey, but there are people swearing at the drummers every night of Ramadan. I wanted you to know. One of the other elements that make Ramadan colorful is the famous Ramadan beatings. Yes, beating. Things like slapping, kicking, punching. One of the most colorful activities is betting in which province the first fasting beating will take place. Yes, if you eat or drink something on the street during Ramadan in Turkey, there is a slight chance of getting beaten up. Of course, only in small cities and some neighborhoods where very religious people live in. It's a province that I don't want to name because many of my ancestors came from there. It usually doesn't lose the championship to anyone. But lately, in my opinion, either those who don't fast have become a bit more visible or battles have been overcome by languor, so that the numbers of Ramadan beatings have decreased. It's heartbreaking. One of the cultural colors of our country is thus slowly disappearing. Friends, now it's the time to be serious. I want to end with a wish. In an age where human rights have made great progress, we hope that our rights will be handed over to us, to some Turkish people. Peace be pom 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 pom